January 6 Committee's Third Hearing So Boring NBC Cut to Golf Instead. By Christina Wong on June 16, 2022. The Select Committee to Investigate the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol held its third hearing on Thursday afternoon, which many observers on social media found boring. The hearing was so boring, in fact, that NBC News' Lester Holt announced the network was ending its live broadcast of the hearing to air the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. "We're going to have to end our coverage of this January 6 hearing on the NBC network. My colleagues and I will continue our coverage on the hearings on our streaming platform," Holt said. "For everyone else, U.S. Open Golf begins momentarily." Civil rights lawyer Harmy Dillon joked about NBC cutting to golf instead, "My God, J6 hearing is that boring? I mean, I would rather untangle a skein of Lay's mohair yarn than watch golf on TV. Or maybe weed the driveway." Republican strategist Alex Bruswitz tweeted, "So dramatic yet so boring." Most of the criticism focused on the committee's star witness of the hearing, former federal judge Michael Luttig, who had advised then-Vice President Mike Pence to certify the 2020 presidential election despite questions from the Trump campaign and its supporters over the legitimacy of the results and pending legal challenges. Luttig spoke very slowly and haltingly, making it difficult for viewers to follow along. Democrat strategists and legal experts tried to justify Luttig's slow speech by saying he was being careful and deliberate, while some claimed he had just suffered a stroke. After a recess, Democrats seemed to mostly avoid questioning Luttig in the second part of the hearing, focusing instead on former Pence attorney Greg Jacobs. Luttig was allowed, however, to give a closing statement. The hearing focused on former President Donald Trump's pressuring of Pence to hold off on certifying the election. "The committee has tried to make a case that Trump and his top advisors did not believe the election was fraudulent but tried to contest the results anyway and illegitimately stay in power." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.